On a Monday morning, there is a, and this isn't a big surprise, a direct correlation between unemployment and an increase in substance use. Shouldn't be surprised by that at all. Substance abuse is on the rise, as is unemployment. Joining us right now to talk about this and alternatives to substance use is the founder and CEO of the Phoenix, Scott Strode. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I want to talk about the Phoenix and what it is and what you offer, but this is a very difficult time for people who are in recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just social isolation and anxiety and sort of and unemployment, those things all compound people's relationships with drugs and alcohol and the way we use them. And we're just seeing substance use disorder on the rise and even higher impact from overdoses across the country.
And I mean, although there are virtual meetings and people can reach out electronically, it's not the same as going to an in-person meeting, is it?
No, it's not. You know, it's interesting because in some ways the virtual space allows people who historically didn't have access to services to find them through telehealth and virtual 12-step meetings and virtual recovery support. But there's something about the being in the presence of others and just being supported by peers that makes a big difference. So, you know, at the Phoenix, we say physical distancing is what we need to focus on, not social distancing. We want to stay connected socially, but maintain that physical distancing because of COVID.
The Phoenix has an interesting approach to substance abuse, and that is I don't want to say replace substance abuse, but to really implement a lot of physical activity. Tell us a little bit about your approach and how you came to found this organization in the first place.
Yeah, well, we believe that there's something really powerful about sort of sweating together at a workout or coming to a yoga class together. You know, we face sort of the greater adversity of the challenge of that workout or that class. And as we push through it together, we build a bond. And in that bond, we build a friendship that ultimately is there for each other to support each other on our recovery journey. And the program's free. And it's really born from my own personal experience. When I was struggling with addiction and started getting sober almost 23 years ago, or a little over 23 years ago, some guys got me into a boxing gym. There were some other sober guys there. And that became my support network that helped me stay on the path of recovery.
Wow. Now you've got locations all over the country. You've got several here in Michigan where people can gather and like you said, sweat it out.
Yeah, we're actually really excited about expanding our programs into Michigan. You know, we'll be looking for volunteers to help work with our program, you know, fitness trainers and yogis and cyclists and people that are already living that active lifestyle. And in Detroit, we're eventually going to have a building that will be a free gym for folks in recovery.
In the meantime, because people can't necessarily be as physically close as they might like to be, you have a lot of virtual programs too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. It's a great way for people to engage. You know, all you have to do is join one of our Zoom classes. We have about 50 a week. Everything from, you know, working out at home, you can turn your video off if you're a little intimidated and just join the class, or a yoga class or meditation. And, you know, meditation and yoga and some of those more grounding activities really help in this time of uncertainty around COVID. It's just a way to stay grounded and connected with other people in recovery that are across the country.
What advice do you have, Scott, for people that, you know, whether they're in recovery and have relapsed or maybe have never been part of a recovery program, but they just find that they're turning to whether it's alcohol or drugs or, you know, something that they know is not really healthy for them to cope with this really difficult time? What advice would you have for those folks?
I would say, first of all, that recovery is possible. Sometimes it seems unobtainable. It did for me when I first got into recovery, but, you know, the Phoenix is a great place to find a community that supports you on that path and believes in you, even if you don't yet believe in yourself, that you can stay sober. And then the other thing is that, you know, just start moving your body. Exercise is a great way to release some of those endorphins and start to change your brain chemistry a little bit. And so just get out for a walk. If you walk already, get out for a little jog. If you have some old weights, you could start a strength training program. Just start moving your body and reaching out to ask for help and know you're not alone and we're here for you.
No, it worked for you, didn't it?
It did. It did. And people can find those virtual classes by going to thephoenix.org, and they're all listed there. And they can also reach out to us if they need some support or have questions.
Oh, good. Good resource for folks. Thephoenix.org is the place you start. Scott, we appreciate you telling us about this. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, and have a good day. And recovery's possible, and we're here for you.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.